Welcome to the Math Audio Tutorial Series by Rapid Learning Center. This audio tutorial will provide an introduction to algebra. Learning objectives. By completing this audio tutorial, you will learn the definition and scope of the study of algebra, similarities and differences between algebra and other math courses, topics to be covered in this series, and tips for mastering algebra. Algebra concept map. A concept map shows how the material that is new in a tutorial relates to previously learned information. Algebra was created to describe relations between sets using graphs. Algebra was also created to find the equations of graphs using variables. Algebra is best mastered using VANG, meaning look at concepts verbally, analytically, numerically, and graphically. Algebra study tips for success include finding a study buddy, persistence, understanding of sets and variables, and practicing problems. The first section will provide basic information on algebra. Definition: Algebra. Algebra is a branch of mathematics in which symbols, usually letters of the alphabet, represent numbers or quantities and express relationships that hold for all members of a set. Equation, variable, and expression. An equation is two math expressions of the same value separated by an equal sign. A variable is a symbol or letter used to represent an unknown quantity. An expression is a combination of constants, operators, and variables representing numbers or quantities. Definitions: relation and function. A relation is any set of ordered pairs. A function is a relation where each element of the first set corresponds to exactly one element of the second set. Another way to say that is that each x value corresponds to exactly one y value. For example, the relation with points 2, 5, 3, 6, 4, 1, and 5, 4 is a function, because each x value corresponds to exactly one y value. Algebraic equation. An algebraic equation is a method to describe the relationship between natural events in mathematical form. For example, if your total pay for a day of work includes $50 in base pay plus 20% of your daily sales, an equation to represent this relationship could be T of S equals $50 plus 0.2S, where T represents total pay and S represents daily sales. Graph of a relation. A graph is a method to describe the relationship between natural events by analyzing curves in a coordinate system. For example, the graph of y equals x cubed shows the values of x cubed for any given x. Relation, equation, and graph. Natural events can be described using relations, equations, and graphs. In algebra, relations, equations, and graphs can be used to express equivalent relationships. Example: graph of relation. Friction force exists between two contacting objects. The friction force is proportional to the contacting force between the objects. A graph can represent such a relationship. The horizontal axis is the contacting force, while the vertical axis is the friction force. A linear relationship is shown on the graph. Analyzing graphs. We can find where two curves intersect using algebraic methods. Given f of x is equal to x plus 2 and g of x equals x squared, the points of intersection are where the two curves have the same value. Set x plus 2 equal to x squared and solve to get x equals negative 1 or 2. Plug those values into either equation to get the points of intersection. Negative 1, 1 and 2, 4 are the points of intersection. This section will discuss similarities and differences between algebra and other math courses. Similarities, algebra, and other math. Some basic similarities between algebra and other math courses include that the material is rigidly structured, what you learned in previous math courses is built upon, and what you learn now will be used in later math courses. Prerequisite knowledge. Algebra builds on past math courses. The following basic skills are required for this course. Number systems, including but not limited to integers, fractions, decimals, and percents. Basic computational skills such as operations on polynomials, factoring, and solving linear equations. Learning algebra. Algebra is a branch of mathematics that builds on itself. Like links in a chain, later concepts will build on concepts from earlier in the course. Your goal, therefore, must be mastery. Differences, algebra, and other math. Some differences between algebra and other math courses include algebra is more abstract than previous courses. Since mastery of basic concepts is necessary to progress through the course, algebra might require more practice than previous courses. Algebra is the basis for all future courses involving mathematics. This section will provide a preview of topics covered in this course. Algebra topics. Some of the topics that appear in algebra are solving quadratic, radical, and rational equations, working with exponential and logarithmic equations, conic sections, probability and statistics, sequences and series, and trigonometric functions. Let's take a brief look at each of these topics. Quadratic, radical, and rational. Quadratic equations have one variable where the highest degree of the variable is 2. Radical equations have the variable under a square root symbol called a radical sign. Rational equations are equations with the variable in the denominator of a rational expression. Exponential and logarithmic. Exponential equations have the variable in the exponent. Logarithmic equations have the variable in the value of the log. Note, exponential functions are the inverse of logarithmic functions. Conic sections. A conic section is a curve created by the intersection of a double right cone and a plane. The conic sections are the parabola, circle, ellipse, and hyperbola. Probability and statistics. Probability is the likelihood that an outcome occurs. Probability is always between 0 and 1. Statistics is the analysis and interpretation of numerical data. Both probability and statistics are used to predict and explain real-world phenomena. Sequences and series. A sequence is an ordered set of elements that can be put into a one-to-one correspondence with the set of positive integers. An infinite series is the sum of all the terms of an infinite sequence of real numbers a sub n. Example, sequence a sub n is defined as 1 over n. The related series is the sum of the terms 1 plus 1 over 2 plus 1 over 3, plus 1 over 4, and so on. Trigonometric functions. Trigonometry is defined as the measurement of triangles. The trigonometric functions are sine and cosecant, cosine and secant, and tangent and cotangent. This section contains tips for helping you gain mastery in algebra. Algebra study methods. Basic tips for studying and mastering algebra include representing relationships between natural events verbally, analytically, numerically, and graphically, striving to understand variables and basic mathematical principles, working on algebra problems with others, expecting and embracing challenging problems that require a deeper understanding and multiple steps, and not just reading through examples in your textbook and notes, but also doing the problems yourself to gain a better understanding. VANG. V-A-N-G stands for understanding a concept verbally, analytically or algebraically, numerically, and graphically. These four dimensions represent full understanding of a concept. Example, VANG. Consider the function y equals x cubed. Verbally, this would be expressed as y equals the cubic of x. Algebraically, this is expressed as the function y equals x to the third power. Numerically, the relationship can be expressed in a table showing ordered pairs. Graphically, we could plot the curve of this function on the coordinate axes. More algebra tips. Keep the following ideas in mind as you study algebra. Be patient while learning fundamental algebra skills. You'll value them later. Find 2 to 5 people who are reliable and study weekly with them. Focus on understanding variables and key features of the basic functions. And last, continue to solve practice problems. Summary. Algebra is used to describe natural events mathematically. Algebra is like prior math courses in that it has material that builds on previous knowledge. Algebra requires an understanding of variables and functions. When studying concepts, understand them verbally, algebraically, numerically, and graphically. Algebra can be mastered through patience, building a study group, and dedication. Well done! You have finished the audio tutorial on the Introduction to Algebra. For more audio and visual tutorials in chemistry, biology, physics, and math, go to www.rapidlearningcenter.com. Thank you.